It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Vials of a banned execution drug Texas has been fighting to use have expired. Texas, along with Arizona and Nebraska, tried to buy sodium thiopental from a drug supplier in India named Chris Harris back in 2015. But the Food and Drug Administration seized the shipments because this powerful anesthetic is outlawed in the United States. Texas sued the FDA to use the drugs, but the federal agency has been holding on to them. And recently, the drugs expired. Chris McDaniel is an investigative reporter for BuzzFeed News. He says the Texas Department of Criminal Justice may try to get more drugs from this same supplier if they win the legal battle against the FDA.
They said that they hadn't yet purchased more drugs from the same supplier in India, this guy named Chris Harris, but that they would reassess it at the end of litigation. So basically, to me, that says if we end up winning this lawsuit where we're able to import sodium thiopental, we're going to buy more drugs from the same highly questionable supplier.
McDaniel says Texas has argued in its lawsuit against the FDA that it should be allowed to use the drug because it is for law enforcement purposes only, not for medical use. He adds that all three states seeking to get their hands on sodium thiopental face an uphill battle. Republican Texas Speaker of the House Joe Strauss says he didn't want a suicide on his hands over the so-called bathroom bill targeting transgender people that Governor Greg Abbott has told lawmakers to revive. An article published in today's New Yorker magazine quotes Strauss as saying he told a senator in May that he, quote, didn't want the suicide of a single Texan on my hands, end quote. LGBT rights groups say efforts to restrict which bathrooms transgender people can use are discriminatory and could elevate the risk of suicides. Backers of the bill say privacy protections are needed. A spokeswoman for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said today that no one wants to see harm to anyone and said the bill isn't about discrimination. Strauss's comments in the magazine go further than his usual criticism that the bill is bad for Texas business. Abbott wants lawmakers to revive the bill in a special legislative session starting July 18th. The stages of grief are generally known as anger, denial, bargaining, depression, and finally acceptance. Real grief, though, doesn't always follow a predictable pattern. Today on Think, psychotherapist Patrick O'Malley talked with Lauren Silverman about where this model falls short.
At the base of that is an assumption that over time something should change. True, grief over time does change. But in the culture that I think is so hard on those who mourn, the push is to be done as quickly as possible. I have this group of folks I lovingly call my high achiever grievers. They come in because they've read enough to know that something's not right. And the notion of move on, get over it, get past it implies that they should not be feeling what they're feeling. There is a whole other body of work, which is certainly my voice and many other voices, that look at loss as an enduring experience, that it is not something that has to end. Or that if you have a difficult, sad day 10 years from now, that means you didn't do your grieving.
Patrick O'Malley is the author of Getting Grief Right, Finding Your Story of Love in the Sorrow of Loss. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you could subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. It's July. Summer school is gliding along. Only this summer school, SMU's STEM Academy, is for teachers. For this lesson, they leave land behind, a kayak the Trinity River that wanders through the Great Trinity Forest. KERA's Bill Zeeble dipped his oar in the water, too.
On this early summer morning, it's still relatively cool and overcast. Eight kayaks launch downriver from the Trinity's infamous Standing Wave, that multi-million dollar man-made rapids deemed too dangerous, will soon be dismantled. At this placid point, everyone gets safely on the water. Lee Renshaw is the river guide with a nearby Audubon Center.
While we're out there today, be on the lookout. This time of day, there's going to be a lot of birds out on the river today. And I will point them out as we see them.
The kayakers start watching for birds as they glide past downed trees that look like they're decorated for Christmas with dirty plastic bag ornaments. We pass countless dead tires and floating junk. It's shocking. Still, through it all, a bird sighting.
I found an indigo bunting.
The bright blue bunting, a member of the cardinal family, flits among the tall, leafy hardwoods and haphazardly strewn lumber. A rusty metal bridge looms ahead. Suddenly...
This is my first sighting of a bobcat in the wild ever. Right up there on the middle of the bridge.
Oh my God, is that, what is
It's a bobcat.
There.
Yep.
A great blue heron takes flight against the cloudy blue sky. A snowy egret stands upright on the mucky shore near torn shreds of black and blue nylon tarps. Renshaw has a master's in environmental education and likes teaching the teachers, this time about erosion and roots.
The roots of trees, whenever they're exposed to the air for long enough, they'll actually grow bark over those roots.
Oh, wow.
They start growing roots just like this one here. Yep.
Today's lessons also cover industrial history. To our left, we glide past a wide concrete pipe.
This structure here actually used to be where a manufacturing company, what they manufactured, I don't know, they got rid of their liquid waste from this. You'll see a giant pipe that's leading out into it, and that's actually where all that liquid waste came out, right into the river.
Renshaw says the 1972 Clean Water Act and other environmental rules helped end that. But the Trinity's still not clean. The river provides water for 11.5 million Texans. That's nearly half the state's population. Renshaw says this water is mildly toxic. If you've got an open cut, it could get infected. As we maneuver past an old pickup submerged in the middle of the river, we're 50 yards from rapids. These are mild, though, class 2.
We have never had anyone capsize on the rapids themselves. We have only had people capsize whenever they tried to fight the water. If you try and fight the water, you will lose.
This group of science teachers safely navigates the white water. Yet before the 3.5-hour trip is done, three kayaks flip. Segoville Middle School's Jamarcus Webster learned his lesson, which he'll take back to class.
Well, I fell in now, so I'm going to be able to tell them, you know what, the Trinity River is actually not cold. Let me tell you what throwing pollution out on the ground eventually does and where it ends up at. So it's that real life learning that I can incorporate into my lesson.
Medrano Middle School teacher Lily Binford also ended up in the drink. Her takeaway?
What specifically stands out is how pollution has affected this environment. There's so much trash and debris out here. It's really a shame because I think the Trinity River could be a gem in the crown of Dallas, and instead it's pretty trashed.
There's so much to take back from this adventure, say these teachers. But mostly, the rivers pumped up their undying passion for science. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.
Ahead of the July 4th holiday, police and fire officials across North Texas are issuing yearly reminders about the dangers of celebrating with fireworks shows at home, which is legal in most cities. The message, leave the fireworks to professionals. In Fort Worth, the police department enlisted a puppet police officer and fire department spokesman Kyle Clay to drive the point home.
Roman candles.
Roman candles are illegal in the city of Fort Worth.
Sparklers.
Even sparklers are illegal.
Firecrackers!
Firecrackers are illegal in the city of Fort Worth.
In Dallas, police and fire officials said possessing pretty much any fireworks inside city limits carries a fine of up to $2,000. They also stressed the danger of celebratory gunfire. DPD spokesman Max Guerin said the department received hundreds of reports of gunfire on the 4th of July last year.
Celebratory gunfire has no place in modern society. Firearms are deadly, they're dangerous, and they're not intended to be used in a celebratory fashion. We don't suspend the laws of physics over the 4th of July holiday, and those bullets that go up absolutely do come down with as much danger as they went up.
Firing a gun in Dallas carries a punishment of up to a year in jail and a $4,000 fine. The department says to call 911 to report illegal fireworks and gunfire. Partly cloudy skies expected tonight, low around 77. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, slight chance of storms, with a high around 94. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.